Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So let's talk food now. From pretzel burgers to sushi and tofu banh mi to toasties, Briar Oden runs a popular Instagram account called Health Sensation, where she reviews cheap spots to go and grab lunch around Wellington. She's amassed 10,000 followers across TikTok and Instagram, celebrating good food with good friends in an effort to shed some of the more unsavoury aspects of diet culture online. And Briar joins us now from our Wellington studio. Kia ora to you.
Kia ora. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Is lunch the best part of your workday, do you think?
Oh, isn't it the best part of everybody's workday?
My lunch comes at a different time to most people, as I have to say, given the demands of this job. Look, when you are deciding where you're going to go for lunch, what is the upper limit of how far you would walk from work to get lunch? Do you have like a formula or anything like that?
That's tricky because I've got to do it my lunch break, so yeah. I'm trying to be speedy. I'm trying to get in and out. And also I feel like I don't really decide anything. I do what I'm told. I'm less of an influencer and more of an influencee because right. people just tell me where to go. So I'm like, all right, that seems feasible today. Yeah. I'll try to do that.
I mean, Wellington's a pretty walkable city, though.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
You know, would you walk 25 minutes to go and grab something, then chow down on the way back?
Oh, or? Yeah. Sometimes I'll zoom there and then I'll bus back.
Really?
Yeah.
Love it.
I've got my car as well, so I'm ready to go all modes of transport.
It's true commitment. I mean, there are some good places out in Petone and, you know, outside Wellington City as
oh,
well.
Oh, yeah, but you? I'll get some flack for that because it's not CBD. It's not my cheap CBD lunches, which people...
True.
Yeah, very particular about.
You got to commit to the bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I hear that. So you make reviews under the name Health Sensation, which is a bit tongue-in-cheek, but it's also tied into like a deeper mission, yeah?
Yeah, so it's actually started as a joke, as you might be able to tell, because if you look at it, it doesn't scream health, because I started this page almost 9 years ago now. I was in my final year of college, so year 13. It was 2016. And I feel like there was just a really bad sort of diet culture that a lot of people were being influenced by, especially after all the kind of Tumblr, Thinspiration kind of content that was coming out. Yeah. And so it started, a lot of people around me at my school, they were influenced by this diet culture. They were under-eating, they were over-exercising, they were doing these like really extreme kind of diets, and it was really upsetting to see. So I started it as a sort of, like now I would call it a joke, but I mean, in hindsight, it's actually probably more of a rejection of this kind of toxic diet culture. And I started posting pictures of like junk food, like things that are probably quote unquote unhealthy. And then people started sending them through and submitting them. And so I had all these Snapchats of people eating KFC and McDonald's and like treats and cookies and lollies and things like that. And I kind of realized it was a bit more serious when a girl from a different year group, an older year group, messaged me and she was like, I really wish we had a page like this for my year group because we had a lot of eating disorders and just upsetting kind of diet mindsets. And so I kind of realized, oh, I'm actually doing a bit more than just making it like poking fun at it. It's helping people to have a better relationship with food and remember that you can have like, you can have treats and still have a balanced diet. And health to me is not being extremely restrictive. And so it's ironic, but I also do really believe that it is my personal definition of health is being able to have that kind of freedom.
Yeah, because I mean, yeah, a point of difference that you have is that you're more focused on the joy that food can bring us. You know, it's a vehicle to joy and pleasant sensations, right? Not just a thing that keeps us alive.
Absolutely. And people have said that it's as simple as that. It's like as easy as watching somebody else enjoy food and unapologetically look forward to eating that is like kind of everyday activism. Like, you know, that's kind of all it takes to be like, mate, I can do that as well. It doesn't have to be, you know, so serious.
It is kind of a serious thing, this sort of diet culture, especially when you combine it with that you were describing before, especially when you combine it with the reach of social media these days. You actually, I think I'm right in saying, you did a master's in linguistics.
Yes.
Looking at how Yeah, tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, so linguistics, for anyone who doesn't know, is the study of language. And I also did, so that was my master's, and I did a BA in media studies as well. So it kind of fit together really well, especially when I was already having these conversations of like diet culture on my Instagram page. Mm. I was like, I'll write my thesis on the way that people use language on Instagram and how it impacts their, how they treat their bodies, basically, how it influences disordered eating behaviors or not.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is what I studied. And it was really interesting because I was looking at body positivity and kind of how now people kind of caught on that you have to be body positive. Like, you know, you'll get cancelled or you'll get told off if you say something like fat phobic. But I think there's lots of instances where people will do things that seem body positive and look body positive, but then actually at the end of the day aren't. For example, like a before and after photo.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, would you have posted the before if there wasn't an after? And they, you know, in the captions, people would be like, both of these bodies are beautiful. You know, like, I love myself in both of these pictures. But then kind of the message of the overall post is still saying, I prefer this thinner version of myself.
Right, yeah. Actions speak louder than words kind of
thing.
Yeah. How on earth do you afford this? Do you just buy lunch every day? Are you absolutely loaded?
I guess I think about this myself as well, but I guess this is my hobby. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, right.
I'm not doing. I don't know. I'm not into yachting or like. I don't have a.
Stamp
I'm not
collecting.
A skier. Yeah. Like stamp collecting. I guess this is kind of where all my income goes to. And you've got to eat anyway. That's how I justify it to myself. I'm like, look, I would have been buying food to eat because you have to eat to live.
Yeah.
So.
You may as well make the most out of it.
Yeah, but that's why I started the Cheap CBD Lunches series, to try get some more inspiration for things that were affordable. Although, unfortunately, not a lot is affordable anymore, as I get quite a few comments, because my cap is $15. So if it's over $15, it doesn't count. And even then, $15 is still quite expensive for a lunch.
I tell you what, you could do pretty well up in Auckland with $15. There are many, many, yeah.
And you'd go on tour.
Highly recommend, yeah. Not to put too negative of a spin on it, but, you know, Wellington is looking at losing a couple of thousand bureaucrats in the next couple of months and for the next, you know, period of time. And it has been raised that the hospitality sector and you know, food spots more broadly in Wellington might really suffer from this. Do you think that might happen?
I think so, especially after the pandemic as well, just seeing how hard that hit everybody. After another big cut like this, a lot of, you know, Wellington's full of a lot of small cafes, like cafe culture. I hope that none of them get hit too badly by that, but it's very likely.
Just finally, this evening, Briar, let's put you in a scenario. It's a miserable day at work.
Oh.
You are, you know, under the pump. You're getting pretty hungry. You don't have much time. Let's say you've got like 40 minutes.
Ooh.
You just want something that's going to reliably hit the spot. Old Faithful. Where are you going? What are you getting?
I think I'm going to go down to Satay Me. Have you been to Satay Me? It's fantastic.
I think I have, but what are you going to get from it?
The duo.
The
it's
duo?
It's like double of everything. It's like two roties, two skewers in a salad and rice, and it's divine.
Beautiful. Alrighty. Great stuff. Briar Oden, really nice chatting to you this evening. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
That is Briar Oden. Briar's Instagram account, rather, is called Health Sensation. She reviews cheap lunch spots around Wellington to grab some food at.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.